Thank you and good afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, 48-year-old McKinleyville resident Ricky Lee Stockwell succumbed to his injuries as a result of an ATV crash that involved two passengers in Willow Creek Sunday afternoon. Stockwell was driving a three-seat ATV on private property off of Patterson Road when he made a turn that caused the ATV to overturn. Stockwell was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading, while the two other passengers were treated at the scene for minor injuries. The investigation into the crash is ongoing, and driving under the influence has not been ruled out as a factor. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be holding a public hearing November 17th in regards to a proposal to protect the West Coast population of fisher by listing them as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Fishers have virtually disappeared from much of Oregon and California, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service believe that some of the contributing threats to the fisher includes habitat loss and change due to wildfires, timber harvest practices, and the recent threat of rodenticides. The Eureka Police Department held a promotion ceremony today at the Wharfinger Building to honor the promotions of two new captains, two new sergeants, and a new communications supervisor and a support services manager. Former Sergeant Steve Watson and Brian Stevens have been promoted to captain, and former officers Travis Brode and Gary Whitmer have been promoted to sergeant. Janelle Cernich has been promoted to communications supervisor, and Michelle Reyna Sanchez has been named the support services manager. The details are scarce regarding a report that a 23-year-old woman was found bleeding outside the Adorney Center in downtown Eureka in the early morning hours on Tuesday. Police and medical personnel responded to the scene at just after 3 a.m. and found the woman suffering from stab wounds, and she was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. A suspect has been identified, but not named by police, who said in a press release that the stabbing victim and her attacker knew each other. No arrests have been made, and anyone with information about the attack or the victim is asked to contact Eureka Police. The investigation into the shooting death of a Mad River man in Trinity County continues. Deputies and medical personnel responded to the scene after the wife of 62-year-old Alan Stone called 911. Deputies would later arrest Elizabeth Stone on suspicion of homicide following the initial investigation at the scene. Stone initially reported to 911 that Alan Stone was not breathing and needed medical attention, but once on scene, medical personnel realized the cause of his injuries. Deputies were dispatched, and Elizabeth Stone was arrested and booked for homicide. A weapon was recovered at the scene, but the details that led into the shooting have not been released by Trinity County investigators. A storm being forecasted by the Weather Service will move into Northwest California tonight, and it is expected to last into Thursday. Visitors to local beaches and those near the waterfront are advised to use caution over the next few days, as long-period waves and sneaker wave activity will make it dangerous for both boaters and beachgoers. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the close results from last week's election was the passage of Measure S, which authorizes the Eureka City School District to increase its debt by $49 million by issuing general obligation bonds. Measure S needs a 55% supermajority to pass, and as it stands right now, it has narrowly passed at 55.75%. Supervisor Rex Bone believes that money from the last bond was not spent wisely.
Measure S, I supported it because I trust the people. Fred Van Fleck, who I don't know if the last bond was spent as wisely as they should have. And I think there was some recognition of that. And it's kind of the sins of the past were going into the future. And Fred has made very well appointed remarks that people are going to be involved. This is going to be transparent.
Bone also talked about the importance of the public's input and trust when these measures are passed.
The people have put their trust in us to spend this money as we said, because we've put it out there and said we're going to do law enforcement, public safety, roads. We've put this out there. If we misspend this money in any way, then the public should be outraged. And I think Eureka City Schools is in the same thing. They're going to improve their structures. I mean, we've got to do, Eureka High's old. There's just no possible way around it.
The final count is not complete, but currently, Measure S is narrowly approved by 84 votes, with at least 1,900 votes left that still need to be processed. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordy Christmas.